This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be tar spot risks corn crops on dairy farms and basically crops in general. This has appeared in 2015, primarily in Illinois and Indiana, but now it has spread across all parts of the Midwest here. We have now had it reported in not only Illinois and Iowa, but Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Indiana, North Nebraska, Missouri, and Mississippi as well. These states have developed research programs to try to reduce the damage these crops can inflict on dairy farms. Listeners may ask, well, what is tar spot? Well, tar spot is a fungal disease that attacks the corn leaf material itself. What it is are small, raised, black, circular growths on the leaves of the animals, and they're elongated spots on the corn leaf. We got to be very careful, however, when we diagnose this, because some of that could be confused with insect excrement, which can be misdiagnosed. When you have severe cases of tar spot, the researchers report a reduction of 60 bushels of corn per acre. That's a huge hit to take, and this occurs in late July, early August. Plants will die, and that leads to poor quality corn silage because of its poor fermentation characteristics and reduction in starch content equally as well. Certainly, you can treat with a fungicide, and the most effective time, perhaps, is going to be at right around the tassel stage or the early vegetative stage based on research coming out of Purdue University. You will want to treat if we start seeing more than 10% coverage occurring on the leaf material, and that can be done at a diagnostic lab equally as well. Certainly, later stages may not be an economical good decision as well. So Purdue lists some guidelines to look at. Number one, if there has been a history of that on the farm, especially in the fields that have corn growing in them now, you want to really be scouting those fields to see if you're seeing the presence of it. Number two, what is the current activity? And that will change. Primarily, it depends on moisture conditions. It's been dry in many parts of the United States, therefore that reduces the formation of this fungi on the corn leaves themselves. But certainly if we get a rain, moist conditions, fog, high humidity, those would all favor the growth and development of the tar spots on the leaves itself. Weather condition becomes a big factor as this crop matures here in the United States. And of course, you have to look at return on investment. What will it cost to apply the fungicide, and do you apply it once or twice during the growing season, and what's the optimal time to put that on the crop itself? So our take-home messages are that certainly we should be scouting cornfields, especially in the Midwest part of the United States, but it's going down to the southeastern parts of the United States as well, and then consider strategies on farm to determine how serious the problem is and what type of treatment effects you should consider. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
How is lower estimated corn production from the previous marketing year impacting USDA's domestic supply and demand ledger for 2025-26? According to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski, that led to lower ending stocks in 2024-25, carrying over into smaller beginning stocks.
Reduced our feed and residual use by 50 million bushels, and the balance of that reduction is really just coming out of stocks. We reduced our ending stocks estimate by 90 million bushels, so we're looking at carrying out about just over 1.6 billion bushels of corn in the new crop season in 2025-2026.
That is despite record corn export forecast for the old crop year and record corn production projected for the new marketing year. Despite the lower ending stocks, the season-ending average price for corn remained unchanged month over month at $4.20 a bushel. I'm Ron Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.